Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Brandon Young, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-Y-O-U-N-G. Brandon Young is here for a follow-up evaluation, date of birth 6-3-1986, date of accident 3-9-2021, date of service is 8-24-2022. Mr. Brandon Young is a victim of the automobile accident. He was involved in a T-bone accident on the passenger side on March 9, 2021 as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches and dizziness, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and in addition, patient starts suffering from pain in the lower back, mostly to the right side, which is identified as the right sacral leg joint pain, and the left shoulder pain, which is around 10 to begin with. Currently, the patient reports that he still has the pain on the left side of the lower back to the tune of 8, and neck pain is around 7. He has a shooting pain in the left leg, which is bothering him a lot. Overall pain level is between 8 and 9, and ADLs are affected 9. He reported that 2 weeks ago he fell down, and while he was trying to get dressed, he was reaching out to the bed to pick up some cloth, and he heard a loud pop on the in the lower back, and the left side of leg started becoming numb and tingling. He did go to the urgent care, who did some x-rays and some physical examination, but nothing else was done. At this time, patient is concerned of snapping his lower back disc. Pain is extremely serious, to the tune of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The physical examination reveals the following, that the physical examination will be the as follows. The blood pressure is 133/92, pulse is 81, pulse ox 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 5-20-2020, dictation number 0603-070. Along with diagnosis, plan of care, is to continue the sacroiliac joint injection and a cervical epidural steroid injection based on his physical exam, and the gentleman has a normal thoracic and lumbar spine, and the left shoulder, left hip, MRI reports in the past. Right knee is also completely normal. Only the brain MRI was found positive for TBI. Other than that, no positive finding. In the cervical spine MRI, however, he has a herniated disc at C2, C3, C4, 5, C5, 6, posterior central disc herniation, which will require cervical epidural steroid injection. The patient has been missing intermittently. He comes to the last visit was on 5/23/2022, and he did not show up. The Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day, Xenoflex 4 milligram twice a day, Wellbutrin 150 milligram twice a day, once a day for anxiety, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ambien 5 mg once at night with one refill. Thank you.